Kitty Doyle with the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee says over the past 2 years, she's had more and more clients coming forward who've been taken in by scam artists. Doyle referred to Yvonne, one of her 83-year-old clients who was facing foreclosure and received a letter from a scam artist who said she could help. Doyle says Yvonne invited this person to her home to talk. The scam artist brought paperwork and got Yvonne, who is legally blind, to sign a power of attorney. Yvonne's home was sold and the scam artist kept $58,000. Doyle says she's been in court ever since.
It's much harder, obviously, to deal with these once they've occurred than, you know, the money's gone. It's, you know, shutting the barn door after the animals are gone. And it's much better to have the reasonable regulations in place up front that doesn't stop the industry but reasonably stops this type of extreme abuse.
Bethany Sanchez with the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council says her group also started receiving more phone calls 2 years ago from people being approached by scams. She says many of these people will be forced to enter foreclosure no matter what happens.
But this just adds insult to injury, and just it's just so insidious. The neighborhoods lose, the municipalities and other kinds of taxing jurisdictions lose. Nobody wins except for the scammer.
A plan at the Capitol would put restrictions on third parties who get involved in foreclosures. In addition to consumer groups, the financial industry is also backing it, and nobody testified against the plan at a public hearing. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.